PR 2022-6935, Sketchbot 2022-89 for Fairways Ventures LLC at 10900 and 915 Wantabo. And Dan Krupiak is representing this interest. Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Krupiak. If you want to go ahead and give us a little bit of an overview of what you're hoping to achieve.
Yeah, we're just looking to replat the three existing lots into 16 residential single family lots to build new homes on.
Okay. I was curious, what are the uses on the existing lots?
The existing lots, the three are vacant. There's a office building on lot 7. And then there is on lot 1 and 2, there is an existing retirement home or assisted living, I believe it is.
Okay.
Okay.
And lot 3 is vacant?
I mean, on lots 2 and 3, is the assisted living. On lot 1, I believe, is office also.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. And this is all zoned MXT. So let's get you some comments. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I believe we've looked at this in the office once, but generally, to do what you want to do, what we need is an availability statement request. The link's provided in the comments. You'll submit the project information there. If this is going to be residential, we need the lot layout as shown. If it's something with townhomes, we typically get the fire marshal, fire one plan with that submittal. That way we can check to make sure if it's 1,000 gallons a minute or 1,500 gallons a minute. That's the key thing we're checking at that availability statement stage. And the fire marshal's fire one plan, you know, sort of tells us which number we're looking at. So that's the main thing in terms of our process to get that going. You need to submit that request. We will not review it until you have an approved fire one plan. So it's very important to get that going as the first step to our process. And that's going to be a submittal requirement when you come forward to DRB, is to have that completed in your hand, availability statement. That availability statement will speak to any infrastructure requirements. If you are needing new public water, public sewer to service the lots, that would be described. And then when you come to DRB, there's an infrastructure list that you're going to build with the project. Our mains would be on that list. Related to that, if you're doing a fire one plan, the other document that's very helpful to us is a utility plan. So if you have a proposed, here's how you want to do the sewer, here's how you want to do the water, we will look at that. If it meets our standards, we can approve it with the availability statement. If what you've shown does not meet our standards, we will tell you that, and what would meet our standards in terms of getting service. So with that said, the only other comments we have are about easements. I'm not sure if this other road is going to be a right-of-way or like an access easement. For us, if it's an access easement, it also needs to include more than likely public water and public sewer easement in there as well. And so that's something we'll look at with your platting application. And if there's a deficient easement, we'll let you know. So it can be updated on the plat. That's where we're at. Big picture, availability statement. Need to fire one plan to do that. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Krupiak, this is Chair Wolfley. That just made me want to ask, was this sort of just a sketch that was laid out as an idea? Did you consult with the civil engineer in laying this out?
Yeah, no, I apologize for that. I drew that myself. It's just an idea. when the surveyor's engineers get a hold of it, I'm sure it's going to change somewhat. That's just an idea that I had. It could end up being a cul-de-sac or two cul-de-sacs. I'm not sure. Whatever they think is the best way to do it. And you,
okay. Yeah, and you'll probably get a little feedback.
They just wanted me to get some comments on what we were planning on doing before we got started.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. These properties are zoned MXT, Mixed Use Transition Zone, and must meet all dimensional standards as per IDO Section 51D, Table 512. I would defer to planning for further discussion on required setbacks for residential development in this situation, as the minimum 5-foot front setback would not seem appropriate for a residential development. Regardless of the minimum front setback determination, there is a required 20-foot driveway in low-density residential development as per IDO section 53C3B. You would want to make sure and take note of that as part of your planning.
Okay.
Lot 4 is located in an area of consistency, and lots 5 and 6 are located in an area of change. All of them are adjacent to residential areas of consistency. Typically, when an area of change is abutting an area of consistency, there would be required buffer areas. However, as the proposed use is a low-density residential development, I believe this would be exempted as per the specific standards cited by Table 565 in IDO Section 560E2, development next to low-density residential zone districts. And this section only applies to multifamily, mixed use, or non-residential development. So I think we'd be okay with that, actually. However, you must comply with IDO sections 5.3, access and connectivity, and 5.4, subdivision of land. And future development must meet all standards of the IDO, DPM, or other adopted city regulations. I have no other comments at this time.
Okay. I have one question for you, if I could. I was informed that the lot minimum lot size, that there is no minimum lot size unless as long as I can meet the single family setbacks. Is that correct?
That is another one of the discrepancies I see in the situation that we have here that, again, I am kind of deferring to planning or would like to consult further with them before we give a definitive answer on that. But yes, that would appear as per what's laid out in the MXT zone, that that would be the case. There may be other factors that could come in and mitigate and require certain lot sizes, such as building code regulations or other regulations that I may not be immediately aware of. So we would need to look into that further before giving you a definitive answer. But as far as the way the code reads in the table, I'm not seeing any dimensional standards or setback standards beyond the 5 foot front setback. On the other side and rear.
Okay, thank you.
This is Robert Whitman planning.
Let's go ahead and keep going, and then I think we'll end up
okay
going through that again, Robert. So let's go to Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments for this case.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval. Depending on the outcome of the grading and drainage, there may be items that will be needed to add to the infrastructure list.
Okay.
Okay, transportation.
Good afternoon, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I will need to revise my written comments and send them out just based on some of the information provided. So the roadway layout will have to follow the standards of the DPM in terms of providing sufficient right-of-way width, roadway width, and 5 foot sidewalk on each side. So just follow the DPM requirements on that. All those requirements will have to be placed onto an infrastructure list and then go through the work order process.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Wolfenberger, do you have any general thoughts in looking at this street layout to help Mr. Krupiak?
I mean, other than following the DPM requirements, I don't. I mean, there is an acute angle in there. So we just need to make sure that that's designed appropriately for the designed vehicle.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
Robert Webb planning. So due to the number of lots proposed for the subdivision, the 16 proposed, you'll be applying for a major preliminary plat when it comes to that for approval by DRB for that, by the preliminary plat. And then you would, after the preliminary, you'd apply for that final. So it'd be two different stages. And so if you have questions when it comes to that regarding how to apply for those and the documentation that you'll need, and kind of go through and let you know exactly what you'll need. So similar to the documentation that you had for sketch plat, there'll be some additional whenever you get all the documents ready and redrawn and everything like that. For the requirements, you'll be able to meet the standards of the setbacks for the zone district that you're in. There'll also be some requirements that building safety will have in regards to separation or fire rating. And there also is a requirement for low density residential to meet the driveway standards in section 5.3. So the driveways from the property line have to be at least 20 feet long for low density residential. And that's, so that's measured from the front of the garage to the lot line. So it can affect how you design those the houses as well.
Does that include the easement in front for the utilities?
Well, from the if it's a private drive and the property line is in the middle of the drive, you'll be able to measure the setbacks from there technically. But you have, the development can only take place on property, so it can't take, the development can't be in the right of way. However, the garage measurement is a little bit different, the driveway. So it's measured actually from the garage and then towards the property line. So that would all be on property.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem at all. And let's see.
Okay. Here. This is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Webb, I just want to add to that is that the driveway cannot include your sidewalk. So the intent there is that the vehicle would be parked at the residence without hanging onto the sidewalk. And that's to make sure there's a spot, complete spot for one vehicle. In front of the house without being on the street. So, okay.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah, and the other notes, code enforcement touched on them as well as just development notes, so we can answer any questions as it moves forward for you.
Okay, great. Is that everything? Yeah, I don't have any.
That's questions. It, sir. Okay.
Yeah, so Mr. Krupiak, I do think I would advise you to work with a civil engineer and just make sure that the layout that you come up with to, you know, actually have surveyed and detailed out is something that both the footprints of the buildings will work, these driveways will work, the measurement of the driveways, the access. Right now, it looks like you have several lots that may not meet some of those requirements.
Yeah.
They're like not enough depth. In some cases, maybe not even enough width for a building footprint or a decent driveway entrance. So I think there's some work that still needs to be done. And then just looking at a circulation pattern for your lots that is efficient and provides the right turning movements.
For the fire department, yes. It's just a sketch. Sorry, yeah, it's not right. But I do have an engineer that I've hired, and I have a surveyor that I've hired. So the next time you hear from, you'll be hearing from them, not me. So.
Yeah, and one thing that we have found generally when people are doing small lots is that they need to really look at that driveway requirement carefully, because we don't want to plat lots where you can't meet that driveway requirement.
Okay.
So those need to kind of work hand in hand. So make sure your engineer team is fully aware of that, and that the car needs to have 20 feet outside from the garage before any sidewalk that car can be parked outside the garage. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And with that, we're going to move on to our action sheet minutes. Is there a motion to approve the action sheet minutes of May 4th, 2022?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
And Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jay Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of May 4th, 2022. Okay, at this point, the DRB will sign any documents approved today that are ready to go. I'll turn that over to Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So we actually don't have anything that's ready to be signed right now, because everything has minor revisions that need to be made, including to the infrastructure list that were approved today. I just don't have anything for you.
Okay. All right. We actually, in all of this, we actually have 5 approvals. Exciting. Okay. All right. With that, please keep an eye on your inboxes so those signings don't get caught before your other very important things. It really helps Jay to keep those moving. And so we appreciate his hard work on that. And we will go ahead and adjourn at 3:30 p.m.